Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Consumer Electronics Show is one of the coolest shows out here. I'm not going this year because I forgot to get a media pass. And also, I mean, I've just been working. I don't really have time to leave work to go. This is the busiest we've ever been with COVID going on, and I've been seeing, I don't know how many patients a day, not to mention the show. So I haven't gone. So I kind of am getting, you know, the scoop. And apparently one of the big hot topics is the sex tech. And there's some very interesting things. I didn't realize. I heard that sex tech was stopped in 2019 and then they brought it back. So I'm kind of a little, I'm learning as I go. But I am following this whole sex tech sort of industry because I'm blown away at what's out there. I mean, it's probably going to be one of the most biggest vibrant industries that have erected pretty quickly over the last 10, 20 years. In fact, even pairing with your smartphone to help you improve performance. I thought sex was as natural and raw and caveman as it comes, animalistic. I didn't think that we would ever need to rely on electronics or technology in order to be able to do something that we could do pretty well. Well, I mean, I don't do it very well, but, you know, I could still accomplish it without the help of other things. So apparently there is a company called the Satisfyer, and the Satisfyer brought a trove of aids. And they, I guess, are a big booth there. I don't know. I haven't been to CES recently, so I'm not exactly sure. I remember one CES, there was a whole room with all the grown-up nudie stuff. And I'm wondering if they have it separated or not, because I know people bring kids. And so I'm not sure if they have it separated. I'm not sure. But there's also a robot. It's a micro robot called the Bocce Bocce that won an innovation award. Not exactly sure what the Bocce Bocce does. Oh, it simulates a human mouth and it provides a gentle massage and pressure to remedy sexual dysfunction among women. They said there's also technologies to increase men's sexual performance. They are also present at the conference. There's a smart patch that helps prolong sexual intercourse. A smart patch. Now, let me see if I have any information on that. I'm reading this from Mail Online. They say here, oh, my gosh, some of these things. Wow. Okay, I would have put that near me. No way. Satisfyer has vibrators that will pair a smartphone, allowing users to personalize the erotic experience. Okay, it already sounds personal to me. Each connects to their company's companion app, providing users with a remote control on their smartphone and allowing them to personalize sensations. The company's Hot Lover vibrator was at the conference. It is a warming rabbit vibrator. Rabbit, like the animal rabbit? I am so out of it. This is what happens when you're married 25 years. I'm out of it. There's a $39.95 Signity ring that also pairs with a smartphone. There's an Air Pulse Vibrator Pro 2. And I guess these are things that, they're odd looking. Okay. So anyway, award winning there, but here's the thing, you know, people will look at this and they'll be like, okay, well, these are for people that have fetishes. Not entirely. Sexual medicine is a huge now specialty. And in fact, there's been a lot of research now done on sexual medicine. In fact, according to the American Sexual Health Association, this is the largest U.S. study of female sexual dysfunction, 21% of women live with female orgasmic disorder, where they cannot achieve a climax despite arousal. And, you know, you and I might, you know, take things for granted, going, okay, we can have sex, we can enjoy ourselves. Well, I'm on pelvic rest still, so boy, do I have a whole different, you know, understanding of people not able to have sex. That's horrible. But you know, we're lucky because we can enjoy it. We can enjoy it anytime we want. But for those that don't, they're really missing out on something that is kind of our biological, it's a biological gift, and it's kind of a need, because for us to propagate and for us to make babies, we need to be able to enjoy and be able to have sex. The climax, I really think, does help with fertility. I think it helps bring up, you know, some of the sperm. And so, you know, people think, oh, okay, you know, it's only important for the male partner to climax. No, I think it is important for the female to climax. In fact, when I had couples that were having trouble becoming pregnant, and many have still said it worked, where I had suggested that the male hold off self-sessions, right, a few days prior. You don't have to hold off the whole 2 weeks until ovulation, but at least 5-6 days so you can build up some sperm. Then have sex every other day during ovulation week, and we would figure out which week they were probably ovulating. Don't do it every day, but every other day, because the sperm will last 2 days, egg travels a couple days, and then make sure she climaxes after you do, because I think it helps the fertility. And so it's been fairly successful in terms of people being able to get pregnant. So the climaxing is a need. So it makes sense that the tech world, it's not just about people that want to kind of get their fun on, but there has been a lot of underappreciation of sex. And the lack of sex in marriages and lack of sex in relationships can be partly to blame with the lack of communication of things that can enhance. And in the olden days, an aid, a vibrator, a ring, those were considered taboo. Like, oh my gosh, you need to use something inanimate. There's something wrong with you. And now I think people are having these conversations more openly, saying, yes, you can use an aid. It's okay as long as you clean it. We talked about cleaning aids, things like that. And it can enhance a sexual experience, and it can enhance a relationship. Because if people aren't enjoying sex, then they don't become intimate. But if you're enjoying sex, then you'll be more intimate. So I think it does help the relationship. Just be careful, because some of these things look a little weird. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I only had two children, at Stoney and Brock. Now, I do have other children in my life. I got Shakaboo. I got Zaji. I got Snowball. I got Snappy Tushy. We just said goodbye to my spider boo. And then we got Uzi. So, yeah, I mean, I've always had animals. I've always had, you know, things in my life who I loved. I mommy my, you know, previous students. I really have a maternal instinct. But when I went through school when I was younger, I didn't really have the whole mommy vibe going on. In fact, when you get into medical school, which is already a difficult feat, and then you're in medical school and you're working, you start to kind of rethink, okay, do I have kids? And there was a brief moment in time, very brief, where I considered not having kids. And I even told myself I needed to be selfish at this point. And I needed to think of what was going to be best in terms of my career, in terms of best for that baby being born, in terms of best for that baby being, you know, brought into this world and me not being around. And I told myself that I need to kind of, you know, put emotion aside and passion and maternal instinct aside and try to very academically decide if it's a smart decision for me to have kids. Especially since going through school, it was very well known that doctor moms or students, pregnant students, if there was ever going to be a complication with a baby, it was going to happen to a medical student or resident. It does, because you're not taking care of yourself, you're working 36-hour shifts, you're not sleeping, you know, you're not going to have the most ideal pregnancy. And in terms of taking off, if I wanted to take off, I would have put off my career. You would have, I would have graduated later, you know, and when you're in that mode of working and you're in that, you know, you take off a week, it's really hard to get back. And so I didn't really take off a lot of vacation. I didn't have a lot of vacation time. And so I just went all the way through and I got pregnant during residency. I left my shift to go and have my baby and to go and get admitted to the hospital, and then the baby still didn't come out, and I went back home, and it was a mess. But thank God I had two kids. But I had definitely had that thought to myself of maybe not having kids, and I had accused myself of being selfish. I had accused myself of being selfish and thinking, I'm just going to work on my career and not have kids. And it's interesting that I use that term selfish, because that term came up today. Pope Francis, according to BBC and CBS News, had spoke to a general audience yesterday, and it talked about fatherhood. And he said, we have so many children about fathers and without fathers, and the challenges of this in society today we notice. The Pope said, fathers are not born, but made. A man does not become a father by bringing a child into the world, but by taking up the responsibility to care for that child. He used the example of Joseph, who brought up Jesus, and parents who chose to adopt children. Pope Francis said many couples do not have children because they do not want to, or they only have one and not more, but they have domestic animals, two dogs, two cats. And according to BBC News, he says the decision to not have children, a form of selfishness. Quote, unquote. He said, giving up on motherhood and fatherhood can take some of our humanity away from us, and nations can suffer from this. He said, while having a children is a risk, it's a bigger risk not to have them. He said, many children in the world are waiting for someone to take care of them, so adoption should be considered, even if it's difficult. I pray that no one feel deprived of a paternal love. Now, interestingly, my decision to have kids was also because of selfishness. And I'm very open and honest with you guys, because if you guys have similar thoughts and you're feeling guilty, don't. I just want to let you know people have similar thoughts. So originally, I was going to go through a selfish phase thinking, look, I got to get through my career. You know, I mean, I have a family that has struggled financially. I could finally, I could be the first person in the family to graduate college. I could get a degree. I could help support the family if I need to. You know, I'm going to stop everything and have a baby. I mean, I have things to do. And so even though it might not have been selfish, there might have been some altruism in there. It was going to be a decision to better my career to not have kids. But then I had a couple, patients who were a couple, and they were older, and they didn't have kids. And one of them said, look, what happens if this person dies? Who takes care of me? And I was like, oh, I didn't think about that. And I don't come from a very, very close family. I don't think we have a family that where they're going to live next to you and take care of you. We're just not that close. Our family just wasn't like that. We have very interesting past, and we're just not like some of these other close-knit families. And I look at that and I go, okay, I need to be selfish and have kids because I need to know that there's going to be somebody that's going to take care of me later. And boom, we get pregnant right away. Okay. So having kids was, for me, selfish. And I have kids not because I wanted to propagate the human race, not because I had a maternal instinct that was craving, it needed to love. But the ultimate impetus for me to go and get pregnant was I don't want to be old and nobody take care of me. I have no problem admitting that. Okay, I mean, if we don't admit, you know, selfish thoughts, we're not human. We're not, you know, we're lying to ourselves. Oh, I could sit here and go, yeah, I read the Bible. The Bible said be fruitful and multiply, so I be fruitful and multiply. No, that's not what happened. I didn't tell my husband, let's go be fruitful and multiply. I said, I don't want to die alone later. Knock me up. So, you know, maybe it's not the most glorious. Now, of course, with the kids, I don't tell my boys that's how it happened. Okay? And so when my boys ask, you know, what made us decide to have kids, I said, well, you guys were calling out. You guys were eggs. Right? You were sitting there and you were googly-eyed and you were like, Mommy, I'm here. And I'm like, oh, no, stay there. You're like, Mommy, I want to come out. So I asked Daddy to help you bake. And then you came out. So that's what I told the kids. That they were calling to me. And they still think that. They have no idea. It's because, no, they have to take care of me. And now every now and then I'm like, okay, now you guys know, you know, if, you know, Daddy's not around, or I'm not around, you guys are going to be there for us, right? Yeah? No. So I need to somehow figure out how to still make this, because that's why I had them. And, you know, if I have to bring it up or make them listen to the show, I will. But it is interesting that the Pope will bring up how a lot of us will have dogs and cats, but we won't have kids. And I disagree with the decision to not have kids, a selfishness thing. Even though originally that was my thought, I was like, well, I need to get my career going. I think a lot of people choose not to have kids, not for selfish reasons, but for a lot of academic reasons. I mean, you know, they look at where the world is going. You know, they look at, you know, they see what happens to some of their friends' kids. They see, you know, some of the maybe medical conditions or the rapes or the attacks or the shootings or the trauma that, and, you know, they go, look, you know, I'm not excited about having a kid. This isn't something that I want to dedicate my life to doing, you know, where I'm always worrying and I have to make sure that kid, you know, is going to be safe and then something happens to him. And then if I lose the kid and this isn't the way I want to live my life. I want to live my life, you know, working on the environment, or I want to live my life, you know, doing dentistry, or I want to. I don't think that's being selfish. When you are given a life and you are given gifts, it is your job to use those gifts and use those gifts appropriately, help your society. In some arenas, we have overpopulation. And we are going to be dealing with food shortages. And so when you have people saying, look, you know, I'll have a couple kids, but I'm not going to have eight or nine, you know, because, you know, we're going to have a issue with population and global warming or whatever, that's your decision. That's your, you know, I mean, if you feel like that's what you want to do for the world, that's fine. For me, no, I have two meat eaters. I have two kids that are meat eaters, and I'm proud of them, and I love them. But I don't look at myself as hurting the earth. I don't look at myself as helping the earth. I look at myself as I wanted kids, and wanting kids for me was selfish. So, you know, there are many people that are sterile, you know, or, you know, one of our family members had a stillborn. She chose not to have kids, not because she was selfish, it's just she lost a kid. That's not an easy thing to go through. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate and House are in session on Thursday, 1 year after there was a riot at the U.S. Capitol. Both Vice President Kamala Harris and President Biden spoke at the Capitol. Biden giving what former President Donald Trump called a divisive speech, blaming the former president for the riots at the Capitol. Former Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy on how he believes the United States will be once again a united nation.
This country is not going to be united because of some speech made by a president or a former president. It will only be united when the people are sick and tired of the conflict. Just have one set of rules.
The vice president also comparing January 6th to the attack on Pearl Harbor and the attack on 9/11. The House also holding a moment of silence as the session began. This is USA Radio News. The federal government is rationing the distribution of COVID-19 therapeutic treatments to the states. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis tells Fox News the government should have focused on therapeutics sooner.
The failure from the outset to really focus on therapeutics, I think, has cost a huge number of lives.
The governor continues on Fox News by saying that testing people that are asymptomatic may be contributing to the shortage of tests.
The idea that somehow if you're just a young and healthy person, you just need to be going out and getting tested 4 or 5 times a week, or that you should force people to test to be able to go to school or to be able to do their job, that is not a good use of resources. And that's part of the reason why you're seeing the shortage, because you have a lot of low-value testing going on.
12 people were killed in Philadelphia when a converted 3-story row house went up in flames on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So doctors are not in agreement with anything going on. Doctors just, you know, you'd think we all had the same education. We all had the same textbooks, pretty much. We all had to pass the same boards. You would think 2 MDs and 2 DOs and an MD and a DO would think alike. And most of us do. But we don't. Especially when politics comes into play. So we've differed on our mask suggestions and guidance. We've all been right. Right? The masks provide a barrier, but the masks aren't protecting you against COVID. So those people that said, wear a mask, it could protect you, not completely wrong, not completely right. Those saying the masks are useless, not completely wrong, not completely right. But some people say just put anything in front of your face. I support all public officials. And then those going, look, if you're going to put something in front of your face, do it right. That's what I was. I'm of that. You know, if you're going to put a mask on, make it a good one, like an N95 respirator, get access to an N95 respirator. Going maskless could put you at risk, but most of the stuff you guys have on your faces are worthless. And I'm not going to lie to you people. Same thing with the case numbers. We have millions of cases being reported every day of COVID. Well, what about the cases not reported? We're doing home testing. How many of those cases are getting reported? Unless somebody goes on Facebook, and then their doctor might document what they see on Facebook, and then document, that's not going to happen. So you know, we don't really know how many people have COVID right now. I'm just assuming it's a lot. So there's been a lot of discussion on how many of the numbers are possibly triple than what is being reported. But the American Medical Association has now spoken out, and they are not a fan of what has happened with the CDC. And the American Medical Association, according to Fox News, called out the CDC on Wednesday for releasing what is deemed to be, quote, confusing and counterproductive. Excuse me. When it comes to COVID-19 quarantine and isolation guidance. In a statement, the group's president, Dr. Gerald Harmon, said the American people should be able to count on the agency for timely, accurate, and clear guidance. Instead, he said, the CDC's new recommendations are not only confusing, but are risking further spread of the virus. Quote, ooh, wow, the American Medical Association going up against the CDC? Ooh, this is like UFC-type drama. Man. Yeah, you guys think we doctors are boring? You guys think we doctors, all we do is sit and golf and we put each other to sleep? Oh, no, that was a 1-2 punch. Should I read the statement? Do you guys see the gravity of the situation here? The American Medical Association. We are talking the head honchos, the American Medical Association. Is saying that the CDC's recommendations are not only confusing, boom, but risking further spread of the virus, double punch. Wow. Man, this is drama, people. Oh, he goes on. Dr. Harmon says, with hundreds of thousands of new cases daily and more than 1 million positive reported cases on January 3rd, tens of thousands, he goes, potentially hundreds of thousands of people could return to work and school infectious. If they follow the CDC's new guidance on ending isolation after 5 days without a negative test. Now, he's not wrong, but I disagree with everything going on. But I always disagree with everything going on, but he's not wrong. He says physicians are concerned that these recommendations put our patients at risk and could further overwhelm our healthcare system. Well, okay, our healthcare system is already overwhelmed. He's not wrong in that when the CDC has for 2 years said you're infectious for 10 days, and then all of a sudden they go, you could go back with mom. Thank you. what I was saying, and I don't know when I got cut off, is the AMA is not completely wrong in terms of saying, look, after 5 days, you could still be infectious. And you could still go back. You could still, sadly, get other people ill. They're not wrong by that. But as I was saying, I'm not sure when I was cut off, what happened, like in Virginia, where the I-95 was a 50-mile stretch of road where we had not enough responders, not enough tow trucks, not enough people that could be there to help loosen up the traffic. That could have been a disaster with people dying of hypothermia, carbon monoxide poisoning. Why? Well, because people are sitting home, day 5, day 6 of their illness, no fevers, watching Netflix at home. We need to rethink the isolation. I mean, how did we do it with flu and cold? With flu and cold, if you were sick, you would go, you would stay home when you were ill and then come back when you weren't. We didn't have this, well, you need to wait 10 full days or 14 full days or 5 full days. I think we've learned that not everybody fits the same guidance. Now, the AMA said that negative tests should be required for ending isolation after a positive test. No, because you might still test positive for weeks. I don't know how long it'll take for you to untest positive, which means then you'll never be allowed to go back. And we have testing availability issues. He even said, testing availability remains a challenge in many parts of the country, including hospitals, but we urge the administration to pull all available levers to ramp up production and distribution of tests. A dearth of tests at the moment does not justify omitting a testing requirement to exit a now shortened isolation. The problem is if you have people dying on the road, and I'm not here to disagree with the AMA. The AMA is right in that going back to work, you could be sick. I get that. But they're, you know, who is going to be, you know, serving food? Who's going to be working in the ICU? You know, we need staff. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you have been following the whole Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell trial with the sex trafficking, the pedophilia, the rape, suicide versus murder. It is probably, they're going to make movies of this, and it's horrific what had happened to the victims. And you would think would be getting some closure to what happened. Jeffrey Epstein allegedly committing suicide, even though I thought that he had a fracture, a hyoid bone fracture that might have insinuated strangulation. I have to double check what happened with the autopsy. It's been a few years. But because Jeffrey Epstein couldn't face trial, Ghislaine Maxwell, who apparently was the madam or the one of the traffickers involved in his whole industry, just sat for trial and was convicted, I think, of 5 of 6 of the charges, found guilty for 5 of 6 of the charges. However, there has been a new development. One of the jurors, Scotty David, was number 50 on the jury. He, following the trial, revealed that he had a history of being sexually abused. He shared this with other jury members, and a second juror also admitted that they were sexually abused. Now, in order to sit for the jury, you could not have had been a victim of sexual abuse. Which means if they lied when they were going through the jury selection, there could be a mistrial. According to the Daily Mail, they say a rogue juror whose admission that he was the victim of sexual abuse has thrown now the Ghislaine Maxwell conviction into chaos. And juror Scotty David rejected prosecutors' offer to appoint counsel for him when they called for a court investigation in an apparent attempt to get ahead of events branded a, quote, disaster by legal experts. New York-based lawyer Todd Spodek represented Anna Sorokin, informed the court that he had been appointed counsel for Juror 50 and that his client was rejecting its offer of counsel. I tell you, the drama just keeps coming. Maxwell's defense team has now wants to call for a mistrial. David was the first of two jurors who have revealed their stories of sexual abuse and the role that sharing it played in deliberations. He told Daily Mail that he had not revealed the history during jury selection because it had not been asked on the juror questionnaire. When it was pointed out that question 48 of 50 asked exactly that question, he then claimed that he did not remember but had answered all questions honestly. He told other outlets that he, quote, flew through the questionnaire. He also revealed that a second juror had shared their own story of sexual abuse, a claim later verified by the juror who did wish to remain anonymous. Now, this is an issue we have in our court system where if somebody lies to get on the jury or does a halfway attempt to appropriately answer questions for jury selection, on this trial, based on a technicality, could set somebody free who was guilty of heinous crimes. U.S. State Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Damian Williams, called for the court to conduct an inquiry in a letter filed in federal court Wednesday morning, claiming the public statements made by the juror merit attention by the court. The letter stated in particular, the juror has described being a victim of sexual abuse. Assuming the accuracy of the reporting, the juror asserted that he flew through the prospective juror questionnaire and does not recall being asked whether he had been a victim of sexual abuse, but stated that he would have answered honestly. All four prosecutors now have signed off, and I guess a hearing is being asked to be scheduled in a month. Now, Maxwell's lawyers have insisted no investigation is necessary, calling set for a new trial, and claiming that the statements that both jurors have now made publicly across multiple news outlets are incontrovertible grounds for a mistrial. So, with the declaration of a mistrial, basically, you go back to square one. Maxwell has not been out on bail, so technically she wouldn't walk free, but, of course, they are going to renew their bid for bail. The mistrial, under these circumstances, would then, I guess, move into a brand new whole legal proceedings. That is, and because she was found guilty on 5 or 6 counts, then that, my guess is obviously, yeah, she'll want this to move forward. The problem is to find somebody that hasn't been sexually assaulted or sexually abused is rare. Most of us have had some history of that to some degree. Some of the most horrific, horrible, you know, with deadly force. Others, we were assaulted, abused, and had to brush it off and go about our work day and move on. And so I'm wondering how they find enough jurors that haven't been at some, you know, I mean, somebody who wants to get out of jury duty can very easily say, yeah, my butt was grabbed. I was assaulted. And that is assault. If your butt was grabbed, that was, and then they get out of the jury. You know, jury selection, it's interesting. There are people, and I am grateful for people who want to be, you know, want to be a part of the justice system and help us be able to allow people to have a fair trial. But the majority of people do not want to do jury duty. And it's like they could say anything. They could. And so this was interesting where he just answered whatever because he really looks like wanted to be on this jury. The problem is then you can't afterwards, because I guess, what is it, for book sales? I'm not exactly sure, and I'm not accusing him per se, but a lot of jurors then go on TV and they, you know, try to make the best of a situation and see if they could, what's the word for benefit from, you know, maybe make a book or et cetera. So according to Maxwell's lawyers, it makes no difference whether either or both jurors deliberately or simply mistakenly failed to correctly answer the juror questionnaire. By the way, the question was, have you or a friend or family member ever been the victim of sexual harassment, sexual abuse, or sexual assault? I'd have to answer yes. I mean, me, family member, everybody I know has been assaulted. It includes actual, attempted, anything other than an unwanted sexual advance. So somebody hitting on you. You know, you can't, you know. Well, I got hit on at a bar. That you can't use. I wonder how they fill up these juries, because just so many people would say yes to that question. It's a common thing that happens. So, yeah, he might have messed it up for the, how many taxpaying dollars, and I wonder if there are ramifications. If you lie and you cause now the taxpayers to have to go through a whole entire process again, and a whole entire, I mean, are there ramifications? Do you have to pay? I don't think they're going to make them liable, because what they don't want is jurors afraid to be jurors. I think they don't want people to think that they could be liable. And there's already enough people trying to avoid being on a jury. But, you know, wow, that's a cluster and a half. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.